Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the second hijrah to Abyssinia, second migration to Abyssinia, Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu delivers a sermon. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu stood up to speak on behalf of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. O King, we were ignorant, we worshipped idols and ate dead animals, we were involved in many sins, we would cut off family relationships and treat our neighbors very badly. The powerful from amongst us would oppress the weak. Whilst we were in this terrible condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us His Rasul, whose noble lineage, truthfulness, honesty and purity we all knew. He ordered us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in Him alone. He instructed us to leave the idols we and our forefathers used to respect. He commanded us to speak the truth, be honest, keep good family relations, be good to the neighbors and to stay away from killing and other evils. He also stopped us from shameless actions, lies, stealing the wealth of orphans, and from falsely accusing a pure woman. He commanded us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without believing in any partners to Him. He commanded us to perform salah, pay zakat, and to fast. In short, we should be ready to sacrifice our lives and our wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu continued, so we believe in Him and we have faith in Him. We have followed whatever He has brought to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and we do not make any partner to Him. We do what is halal and we stay away from haram. Because of this, our people have started to trouble us. They have tortured us to force us to leave the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to go back to our old ways of shamelessness. When we could not manage their punishments any longer and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became difficult, we decided to move away with the hope that You would not oppress us. We chose to be Your neighbor. Niggas asked, do you remember any part of the message which Your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu replied that he did, niggas asked him to read some of it. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu started reciting from the beginning of Surah Maryam. The king and all his people were unable to control themselves. They started crying so much that the king's beard was wet with tears. Note, it appears that the king had a beard, and this is also the way of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Not a single Nabi ever shaved his beard. Keeping a beard is an important sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam. When Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu stopped reading, the king said, these words and the words brought by Isa alayhi salam are one and the same. He then said to the two men of the Quraysh, I will never hand over these people to you. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah.